To understand why there is a difference between excessive drinking and moderate or light drinking, it's useful to think a little bit about how the biology works. Many women seem to think that when they drink, that glass of wine is channeled directly to the fetus. People correctly note that you would not give your infant a glass of wine, so why would you give your fetus one? Needless to say, this is not really how it works. When you drink, alcohol enters your digestive system and is passed into your bloodstream. Your liver processes the alcohol into a chemical called acetaldehyde, and then into acetate. The acetaldehyde is toxic to other cells, and depending on how quickly you drink, it can remain in your bloodstream. You share your blood with your baby through the placenta. Acetaldehyde, which remains in your bloodstream, is therefore shared with the fetus. Your baby actually can process some alcohol, but not as much as an adult, obviously. If too much acetaldehyde is passed to the baby, it can get into his tissues and impact development. When you drink slowly, you metabolize much of the alcohol before it would get to the fetus. If you drink quickly, your liver cannot keep up, and toxins are passed to the fetus. This is why binge drinking is so bad, but it also illustrates why negative effects of light drinking do not follow directly from negative effects of heavy drinking. If we want to learn about the impact of light drinking on pregnancy, we actually want to look at women who are light drinkers. We cannot look at studies of binge drinking and say, well, if 5 drinks at a time decreases your child's IQ by 10 points, then 1 drink will decrease it by 2 points. It simply doesn't work like that. Once I realized this, I started scouring the medical literature for studies that looked specifically for impact of light drinking. I mainly focused on studies that included women having up to a drink a day. I never felt the urge to have a whole bottle of wine at a sitting. I don't really feel this urge while not pregnant, or even to order a second cocktail. What I really wondered was, at the end of a long day, a few times a week, could I have a glass of wine?